Yeah, we're holding Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, just last Gemara, the last two lines again. Avov HaMabez was again the Shailo, if then the Sarah that is Mater, if he made a Kemitza Psula to put it back again and do it over again, the Shailo was, is he Mater even if you put the Kemitza in a Kli that was Mekarashit? Or maybe no, maybe only if you didn't put it into a Kli to Mekarashit. So that was a Machloikis Tanoyim. So Mori asks now, Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman, last three lines. Maskiv Lo Rav Nachman. My Kesavrani Tanoi. What's Shan these Tanoim that they say that if an apostle or a Kohen makes the Kemitza with his left hand and he puts it into a Kli Shoris, then he cannot redo it, he cannot put it back again and do the Kemitza over again. Why? He Kemitza Psulim Avoidhi. If they consider when a Psula, either a Zar or else the Kohen with a Smil, does the Kemitza called an Avoidah? If so, Afagab, the Leyavad Leymatan Kli. Even though they did not put it into the Kli Shoris, still, since an avoida was done already, and it was done by psu, so skala psu in the mincha, you should not be able to redo it. Elamai I kemitza psu lim lav avoidehi. Elamai, the other svaras know that when a apostle or a zar or a kohen with the smell does the kemitza, that's not called an avoida at all, and that's why it could be redone over again. If so, ki yovid lamatan kli mahevei. What's the difference that the kohen or the zar put this kemitza into a kli? So what do we put into the kli? It's not called an avoida, so it should be nothing, should have no kiddush, and just redo it over again. So Moran says, Amar Rav Nachman, li'olam avoidhi, but v'loy gomra avoidosoi, adiyovid le'matan kli, enachanami. I tell you, when a zar does a kmitz, it's called something. Just it's not called a complete avoida until he puts it into the kli. When he puts it into the kli, then it's chal like his avoida, and it's called an avoida psula was done, and therefore you cannot redo again the kemitza. You can't make the mincha over again. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara Yehakim, that's the svara afilu lekiddush. Even if you don't make a kedusha, you don't put it to kli shoris. V'chi mahadal lekaimitz leduchte tekadish poliso. But the question is like this: if you're telling me now that pshat is this annoying mold, that when a zar does the avoida, it's like the ascholah, it's like the beginning of the avoida. And the avoid is first finished when you put it into the kli. Is so what he's saying, if it doesn't put it into a special kli shoris, he has a right to throw it back into the first mincha and redo it. But the question is, in the first mincha, it's also in the kli shoris. So when you throw it back into the first mincha, let that be like the gemar of the avoid of the psul, and then it should be avoid the psul, that the mincha should be possible. For the gemar of v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz, on top of the zayin number aleph, v'chi mahadale l'kaimitz l'duchtei, when you put this kemitza back into its place, into the first mincha, tiktosh, it should become kaddish then, falusel, and it should be possible then. And Rashi says, do ovid matin kli, to mali kli shor zeh, mali kli shor sacha, manaf kemina, which kli shor she putting it into? Sumayin says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, zay semeris, and here we give being a proof and say, zay semeris, that kli shoris, en mekachem elamidas, that if you put something in the kli shoris, the kli shoris is only mekadashit if the kohen or the one that puts it in has das, that the kli should be mekadashit. So over here, if you put it back in the original mincha, not the pshat you want to be mekadash this kemitz, you just want to redo it over again. So you do not want this kemitzah to have a kiddush of a kemitzah. And therefore, it's never considered like the psula, like the posula, finished off the avoida. Therefore, the mincha is the kosher. Only if you put it into a new kli, that's put in ladas to be mekadashit, then it's considered that the psulim finished the avoida, then it would be possible. Sastram bistanoim, that if then the service not to you to redo the mincha, redo the kemitza, that's only if the psulim did not put the kemitza into a kli, they were not makadashid yet, they did not finish off their avoida. But if they finished it off, then it's psula. So Moses says, homidas mekachim, but the mashma of psulim put in the kli shoros bedas, then the kli shoros is makadashid. Where's the question? I will boy him in there, Rish Lakish from Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish asked us from Akasha from Rabbi Yechanan. That Kli Shoris, Mash Yekachu Psulim. And Rashi says it's Mamish Tishaila. Shekachu Psulim means, Kagoinim Komad Zar. Let's say a Zar makes a Kemitza, and Venoisun a Kli, and he puts it into a Kli. So Mash Yekachan a Kli Lakiroi. Is the Kli Makadashit to have a Ktar on it or not? So how could you say so simple that if a czar would put in his kaddush, I, Rish Lakish, asked this for a shayla from Rabbi Yechanan. So is the shayla, mashikat shubsum lechatchil likarev. If you psulim put it into a kli shoris, is the kli mekadosh it, then now you're allowed to burn it lechatchila. The yomalei, and Rabbi Yochanan answered back and said, ain mekadosh, you know that a kli shoris is not mekadosh if a psulim puts something inside it. So how could we say in our sugi when the psulim put it in, it becomes kodesh and it's possible to redo the mincha? Omalei, he said back like this, ain mekadosh likarev ain echanami. Avad, when the psulim put it into a kli shoris, it does not give it a kedusha to say, like imolu, to say that you're allowed to burn it. Avad, it has no din to be makdirit. Avu mekatshim lifsul, but there is a certain amount of kedusha chal on this kmitza now, enough to say that the avodah was nigma, and it was nigma bepsul, and therefore you cannot redo it. It's also to put it back again, you cannot redo the avodah. Rav Amram Omar Kagoin Sheikh Zira Lebisa Kedusha. The answer is like this. Again, the question was, when you put it back into the first mincha, b'chur, that's a kli shoris. So b'chur, why isn't that kli be mekadosh the kmitza that should be possible to redo it? So the first answer was, a kli shoris is not mekadosh ele midas. Now we're saying no, even if a kli shoris is mekadosh shle midas, but here it's different. K'goyin sheh zira levisa kedusha. You put it back into the first pot when it was piled up to the top. In other words, it's piled on top of the pot. So therefore, the kmitza that you put back is on top of the rim, so therefore it's not considered inside the kli, therefore the kli is not mekadoshet. Rashi says, bisa means that's the kli shoris, sheboi belulin mincha. That's the kli shoris used to mix up the mincha in. So more is the question, if that's the case, that the mincha like is piled up on top of the kli, if so, a mikmat hechi komatz, lechetchil haradazar even, make the first kmitza. The loch of kmitza is you have to make a kmitza mitecha kli from the kli itself. Like the mincha, the flour and the shemen has to be inside the kli. So how did you start off that it was piled up to the top of the kli? You don't have the whole mincha inside the kli. So we're into the case like this. El kagoyin sheh zira lebisa tefufa. That you put it back to a kli, that's not much just full to the top, that's all. It's not above the top. They're just perfectly filled. So merseh sawat. If so, the chiv, when the komets lay, listen, if so, when you first took the handful and made the kmitza, over the leguma, it must have been then at that spot you made a little hole there. Like you took out the kmitza there, you took out that much flour. If so, kimahada legavei, demona, kumahada lay. If so, when somebody throws back the kmitza, throws back to the same spot, so right to the kmitza goes back into the kli. So it's a question, so why isn't the kli shoris now be mekadoshit? Unless you say, like we said before, that a kli shoris is not mekadosh shlei midas. But if you want to say it's mekadosh shlei midas, so the chur goes back into the kli, so why isn't the kli be mekadosh dem kmitza of the psul, then it should be psula? So the answer is no. Mechi mahadalei monach lei adafna demona. The case is like this. When the psul, when the czar puts back the kmitza, he puts it back on top of the rim of the kli, that's all. Not inside the kli, just on top of the rim. Or menayidle, and he moves the kli, v'nof from a mela, and it falls down like mela by itself, does the kmitza fall back into the kli. If so, that's why this kli shoris is not mekadoshit. Dinas the kmitza shechziro hakuf, it's like a monkey put it back. In other words, even if you tell me a kli shoris does not need das, even though you don't put it there midas, those mekadosh, but at least it has to be in the scene of miyad odom, mikoyach odom, it has to be that the person put it directly into the kli. But here that the kohen or the czar put it on top of the rim of the kli, not inside the kli, fenechnami, here the kli shoris is not mekadosh it. Oh, malay, rev yimel rab zero, v'lukma, why don't we say the case is kogoyin, sheh zero le kli, hamunach agabe karko, why don't we say when this czar puts the kmitza back in the first kli, even if you want to say a kli is mekadosh, shlemi das, maybe that's only if the kohen is holding it. But if the kli is on the floor, then it's not mekadosh. So why don't you answer the case is, grand sheh zira le kli hamunach agabe karko, that the kli shoris now is on the karko, and that's why it's not mekadoshit. So since we do not answer this way, elishmamina, here it should be a good proof that kohen mekli shagabe karko, yes, you're allowed to take a kmitza from a kli agabe karko. In other words, you do not have to hold the kli. A kli shoris is mekadosh, has its kedusha, even though it's not being held by a kohen. Smur says back that konagis biboi di boilon. This is a shayla that we ask. The chaverim asked the shayla. What was the shayla? What was the case? So Rav Avimi Toni Menoches Barav Chizda. Rav Avimi was learning Masechta Menoches Barav Chizda. So more the question, is that true? The Avimi Barav Chizda Toni, is it true that Avimi went to learn Rav Chizda? It was the opposite way. V'omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said that Kufay Tovi Beloi Mavimi, I received a lot of pitch. In other words, that Rav Chizda went to learn from Avimi. And Avimi was the Rebbe, used to give a lot of pitch to Rav Chizda. Allah doshmaitz about this halacha that boy lahachrus with sufin lamayim. The case where Bezdin wants to sell somebody property, so Bezdin has to sell it, have to get a good price for it, and they have to announce it for 30 days straight. What about the only one announced it, Sheni v'chamishi, the only one announced it on Mondays and Thursdays, then samachim, then they have to announce it for 60 days. So you see here lechura that Rav Chizda Faked learned by Avimi. So what does it mean to say now that Avimi went to learn Rav Chizda? So more into the case was that Avimi mesecht is akra. Avimi forgot this mesecht the menoches. He akra lay. And the yosla came to Rav Chizda at kurei. Gemorei. And he came to Rav Chizda now. And Echnami, Rav Chizda was like his Talmud, but he came to learn the mesecht the menoches from his Talmud Rav Chizda. So more into the question still, what does Avimi have to go to Rav Chizda? For lishlech lay v'leis l'gabei? Rav Chizda, Avimi should have asked Rav Chizda's Talmud to come to him and should ask, come and teach me Masechta Menoches. So Mar says, no, Avimi, listen to this tzitzis here, that Avimi Savar, he held, Savar, Horchi Mistaye Milsetfei, if I'm going to have to go and Muchazich and go to learn the Masechta, I'll have Mosiyat HaDeshmaya. So Avimi wanted to have the tircha, the bother of having to go to learn by his Talmud Rav Chizda. So Kopar, that was the Maisa. That Avimi went to learn Masechta Menoches, now to remember Masechta Menoches from Rav Chizda. Samar says, Togabe Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman met him. Omale, Ketzad Kaimtsin. So he asked him, Mishayla, he asked him, Rav Nachman met up with Avimi, and he asked him, how do we make a kmitza? Omale, Miklize. He showed him this kli. Rashi, roll kli, Murach Agabe Karko. From this kli, it's Agabe Karko, he let him make a kmitza. In other words, Avimi told him, it does not have to be held in your hand, it could be for the kli Agabe Karko. Omalei, Rav Nachman asked back to him, V'chi kaimtsa mekli shagabi karka, is it true? Can you make a kmitza from a kli agabi karka? So Rav Nachman held you can't. So Avimi answered back and said, Omalei, the magvalei kain en chanami. If you hold like that, the case must be then that a kain is holding it. So kit, you see, was a shayla here, if a kain has to hold the kli b'shas kmitza not. Then he asked another shayla, Rav Nachman asked Avimi, Omalei, Rav Ketzad mekatshin es hamanochis. How do we make a kiddush on the menachos lechatchila? How do we put the mincha into a kli shoros? Omalais, he said to him, noist on the kli zeh, put it into this kli. In other words, even though the kli is on the floor, so what? You can mekadosh with a kli on the floor. So next he asked back, Rav Nachman, v'chi mekadosh a kli shagabi karka? Could you be mekadosh a mincha on a kli that's on the floor? So Omalais, Rav Avimi said back, if so, it must be demag v'le kayin. So maybe kayin has to hold it. So Omalei, so Rav Nachman asked Avimi, and came if so, Hotzrach to Gimel Kahanim. It comes out then by a mincha, you have to have three Kahanim. One Kohen has to hold the Kli that the mincha is put into, then another Kohen comes and makes a Kemitza out of that Kli, and then he puts the Kemitza into another Kli that a third Kohen is holding. So it comes out, if you hold that the Kahanim have to hold the Kelim, you need three Kahanim by every mincha. So Avimi said, so what? Omalei, v'tei tzricha, so what? So you have to have three. V'tei tzricha yud gimel katamid. Just like by Korban HaTomid, you have to have 13 Kohanim being Oisig in it. So what's so sure to say here also? You'll have to have 3 Kohanim. So kids, you see, with a shayla between Avimi and Rav Nachman, whether you have to have a Kiddush of a Klishoris, do you have to be holding it or not? So that we said before, so poshid, that Shema Mino, Kaimtsim Klish, Agabi Karko, it's a shayla. Nothing more says, Eisve, I have a question on you. It says, Zeha Klau, Kol HaKoimitz V'noisim B'Kli. Whoever makes a kmitza and he puts it into a kli, he does the avoid the kmitza or the avoid the putting it into a kli, or else hamoylech, he carries the kli towards the mizbeach, or else viyamakter, he burns it. During these four avoiders by the mincha, if he has in mind the ovid, lechol dover shadak lechol, he has in mind to eat something that's edible, the shirayim, if he has in mind to eat it, chutzlez manoi, so it's chal pigle on the mincha also. Now the question is, V'yilu magbiyah lekatoni. It does not say here that the mincha, the kli, has to be held up. It just says Kol HaKoimetz, that's all, doesn't say from a Kli that's being held up. So it's mashma, even though the Kli is on the floor. Smor says, no, I tell you, Tono Seder Avodis Nokit. For Loi Seder Kahanim, here the Tana is only saying the Seder of the Dalar Avodis by a Mincha, but it's not talking about how many Kahanim you need Bishasti Avoida. And it could be you need a Kohen to hold up the Kli Bishasti Mincha. Boi Minei Midir Rav Sheshes. Here's the shalach from the Rosheshes like this. Mao likmoitz makli shagabi karka. Are you allowed to make a kmitza from a kli that's on the floor? That's first you put the mincha into a kli shoris. That is kedusha. Now the kohen wants to make a kmitza. So you have to hold up the kli, or maybe no, maybe the kli that has the mincha inside it could be on the floor, and the kohen will bend down and take a kmitza out of that kli. Or malay, so Rosheshes answers back and says, let go and see how they do inside. Rashi says Mehechol. That's brought down on the Hechol by the Shulchan that every Shabbos Arbo Kahanim Nichnosim, four Kahanim came in first. Shnayim Biyodom Beis Tadorim. Two of them had the two different seders of Lechem upon them. Each one was holding six Lechems. Ushnayim Biyodom Shnei Bezichim. And two Kahanim holding the two cups with the Levoinu with the Bezichim. Now we are bo makdimim. There were four kind of went in front of them. Lefneim, shnayim. Two of them, the four of them went in front. Two of those four was lito shnei sedorim. Two of them was to take off the old sets of lechem upon him. Take off the two rows, six and six. Obeys two kahanim were lito beis bezichim to take off the two cups that had the levoiner inside it. That was the seder of the siluk and the hanochis of the lechem upon him on Shabbos. And that was like a mincha. Now the ilu magbiya sashulchan lekatoni. It does not say that the kahanim had to pick up the shulchan. So here you see b'shas like a kmitza or b'shas a kiddush. You do not have to have the klisharis or picked up. It's enough to be on the floor. Samora says, no, that's not a kasha. Lav ramato awesome. Didn't I tell you like over there that seder avoidus nokas? Only teaching us to seder avoidus. So they hokin am here also. Seder Avoidus Nokas, only telling you the Seder Avoidus, but it's not really telling you how many kahanim you need, whether it has to be picked up or not. Zmor says, no, Midomi, is this like before? Hosom Le Nokas Le Minyona. Before, we're not saying an amount of how many kahanim you have to have. Before, it just says the Kmitza, the Locho, it doesn't say how many. But Hoch over here, Nokas Le Minyona to kahanim. Over here, it's saying clearly you have to have four, and then four before that. The same clearly how many kahanim you have to have. Semis of the loch would be the b'shas kmitza or b'shas kiddush. Like here the lechem upon him, you'd be in the kaddish to lechem upon him by putting it onto the shulchan. So if you tell me now the b'shas kiddush, you have to have a hagbos ha'kli, the kli has to be picked up, so the shulchan is you have to be picked up. Lisnayu magviya, it should have said you have to have another kahanim or one or two to pick up the shulchan. El shmamina, here is the proof that comes from the kli shagabi kaka shmamina. Here it's a clear proof to the Nechanami. There's no aloha. The klisharis does not have to be picked up. The klisharis could be ala karka, just like the shulchan was like gabi karka. Nobody was picking it up. They could put the lechem upon him. They could take off the lechem upon him. The same thing with every mincha. A mincha has to be put into a klisharis or taken out from a klisharis, even though the klisharis is agave karka. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rova. Rova says, Pshitali, to me it's Pashid. That koimitz mekli shagabe karka, that you're allowed to take a kmitz out of a kli, even though the mincha is on the kli, shagabe karka. Even though a koin is not holding it, still you're allowed to take a kmitz out, you're allowed to be koimitz. A koin can be koimitz from a kli shagabe karka. Why? Shekein motzine besilat bezichim. Because we find this is like the kmitz of the lechem aponim. Because lechem aponim are these 12 chalas that were on the shulchan the whole week. Here comes the next Shabbos, they took off the Shnei Bezichim, the two cupfuls of Levoina that was on top of the Lechem, and that's like the Kmitza, but taking off the two Bezichim, you burn them, that's like the Kmitza that's Mata the Shirayim, the rest of the Lechem to be eaten. So therefore Rabbi says cheatily that he can make a Kmitza from a Kli Shagabi Karko, Shekei Metzimu Besilik Bezichim, when the Kahanim took off the two cups of Levoina on top of the Shulchan every Shabbos, even though nobody was holding up the shulchan, even though the shulchan was agave karka. And secondly, Rava says that mekadshim mincha the kli shagah bikarka lechatchila, when you first put the mincha down, you're allowed to put it into a kli, even though it's agah bikarka. What's the proof? Shekein matzino besidu bezichim, that on Shabbos, after they took off the old bezichim, they used to put the new ones on. That's like a new mincha you're putting down. So you see, you're allowed to first put the mincha down on a kli. That's agah bikarka. So like we said before, Rav also says treatily, this is pashut. But now, boy, Rav has a shot like this. What's going to be kiddush koimetz mai? In other words, after you make the kmitza, after you take the handful out of the mincha, now you have to put the kmitza into a kli shoros. That's called you be mekadesh the koimetz. So now what's the locha? Does it have to be in a kli that a koin is holding? Or could it also be in a kli agavi karka? My, what's the shiloh? Me mincha, yafin, do alone now from menoches, that just like a mincha could be agavi karka, the kiddush hakoyim is close to be agavi karka. Or maybe no, me dam yafin in law. I learn it out from dam, from kabbalah sadam. Just like the dam has to go inside a kli shoros, and b'shas kabbalah, a kohen has to be holding the kli. So they have the same thing. After you make the kmitza, when you put it inside the kli, that's called the kabbalah of the kmitza, maybe it also has to be dafka in the kli that a kohen is holding. So that was the shayla. And this the Gemara says, "Hos the poshto midam yafinin lo." Then Rabbi said, "Yes, he was poshto to learn out from dam that just like by dam, the kabbalah of dam has to be dafka in the kli that a kohen is holding. The same thing, the kiddush of a kmitza has to be dafka be inside a kli shoris that a kohen is holding." So more is the question, Omiya Marova Ochi, is it true that Rav is said like this? I have itma, we learned like this. Koimates shecholku bishnei kelim, after the koyim made a kmitza. Now when he goes to put it into a kabbal, into a kli, he puts half of it into one kli, and half into another kli. So Rav Nachman namareina kodesh. Rav Nachman says it's not kodesh, and we'll soon see, learns it out from Dam, that you have to put the whole kmitza into one kli. You cannot put half the kmitz in one kli, half a kmitz in another kli. But Rav Oma Kaddish, Rav says, no, you could, it is Kaddish. You could put half a mincha, half the kmitz in one kli, and half a kmitz in another kli. Now the question is on Rav Oma, the Yemisa, if it's true that Rav says, learn out the kiddush of a kmitz from Dam, if so, leila from Dam, you should learn out this lachar also from Dam, that the kiddush of the kli has to be like Dam, that you have to have all the kabbalas of Dam in one kli, you cannot have it in two kelim. How come here by the kmitza, Rav says, you can be mekadesh them in two separate kelim, half and half? Gemara says true, Hoda be Rav mehi. Rav was chayzer from the last halacha, and Rav also agrees that's possible. Rashi says, Devadai ein a kiddush de midam yafinan. Avad, you cannot put half the kmitza in one kli, and half the kmitza in another kli, it's not kodesh. You learn it out from Dam that you have to have the whole kmitza in one kli. Now the Gemara is, V'dam minolam deloy kodesh lechatzoyin. How do we know this even by Kabbalah Saddam, that a kohen cannot be mekabel half of the dam, half of the mount in one kli, and then the other half in another kli? Who says by Kabbalah Saddam it has to be in one kli? For the more V'dam minolam deloy kodesh lechatzoyin. Smur says the Tony Rav Tachlifa ben Shol. Because Rav Tachlifa ben Shol learned like this, that kiddush tochos mechtei hazor b'chli zeh. Kiddush is going on by the Mechatis, by the Paraduma. So if you Mekadish, Tochus Mechdei Hazor, less than Mechdei Hazor, Rashi says, Kedei Hazor means, Kedei Sheyitfo Roshei Gevulin V'yaza. The Kohen has to be able to stick in with his hands the heads of the Gevul of the stalks into the Mechatis and spritz with it. So we have less than a shear in one Kli. Or Tochus Mechdei Hazor, the Kli Zer, like Kiddush. You cannot be Mekadish it. Rashi says, "V'yafo pi shechozav v'irvul yachar kiddush, but nesines mayim al eifer. But even though you mix them up later, but b'shas you put the eifer into the water, there has to be enough water there right now kidei hazor in order to put the gvulin into it and make this rika. But if you don't have enough right now, if in each kli it's pachus mikashir, it's no good. That's the locha by mechatis. Now we boil. We have a question: b'damai, what's the locha by dam?" If you mekabel midam, for let's say the sorum and the porum on a srofim, she'etun and hazia, that by the dam of a porum on a srofim, also, you have to make hazia, you have to spritz with the blood. V'kibel shir gimel azois, you have to mekabel the shir to make gimel azois in one kli, v'shir dal azois, the kli zemau, In other words, you have to make Zayin Hazos, you have to spritz 7 times. So what's going to be by the Kabbalah Saddam of the Purim and the Sirim, what's going to be if you Makabal Kedai Hazor 3 in one Kli and Kedai Hazor 4 in the other one? And together you have the number 7. Is that enough or not? Mao. So what's the Shiloh? Hilchasi. Is a locha by a paraduma, a locha l'moshe misinai, and therefore we would say, yimuchas alefinim, he came out from a locha l'moshe misinai, it's only a din in a paraduma, and not a din in dam, or duma, maybe no, hosa, my time, what's the reason why by the paraduma, the kiddush of the mechatis, you have to have kidei hazor in one kli, the asidaposik says, v'tovah b'amayim, that you have to be tovah, the gavulim, into the water itself, must me have to have a sheer mayim. If so, achinam here also. Hoksid the pasuk says, "V'tovo b'dam," that the kohen has to put his dam, his etzpa, into the dam and make the 7 hazois. It says, "Badam, a mashma that has to be in the kli a kabbalah kidei shir hazor." So that was the shaila. What's the halacha by paraduma? Is it a halacha or is it a pasuk? And the itma we learned, Omer Reb Zrika, Omer Reb Elozo, Af b'dam lo kiddush yes. We talk to learn our dam from the paraduma. By dam also, it's not mekadish if you have a kabbalah of the chatzi dam in one kli and a kabbalah of a chatzi dam in the other kli. There has to be one kabbalah of all the dam in one kli. And why? Because vayisur the svar by the paraduma is not a halacha, but from the pasuk of v'tovo b'mayim. So also it says v'tovo b'dam. And Omer Rav, Rav says tani nam yoch, we also learn like this. That the part we dash in, that v'tova v'loy misvug, means when the Kohen puts his hands, the finger, into the dam, there has to be an amount of dam there. V'loy maspig means, not like Rashi says, not that you go and mikaneach, like wipe it off from the sides of the kli, that's no good. There has to be an amount of dam there, that you dip your hand, your finger, into the dam itself. And then we says, v'tova says, badam, the pasuk says. Then the pasuk says, "Gesebetovo badom." What does badom mean? Vidashin shehe bedam shia tefila mikaroi. That means that b'shash you made the kabbalah sadam in the kli, you had to be mekabel receive enough blood or shear of kedei tefila, not a chatzi shear in one kli, a chatzi shear in another kli. But badom means shehe bedam shia tefila. You have to have enough of a shear b'shash kabbalah itself. Then vidashin min hadam means. Min hadam shebinyan. We'll soon see what that means. That the inyan means that the leftover dam on the fingers is possible. The shemayim on the fingers is possible. We'll soon see. Now the Mar says, v'yitzvach l'michtav v'tovol. We need to dash in the word v'tovol and v'yitzvach l'michtav badam to say v'tovol badam. Yet it's in the blood. Why? Tikos rachmona v'tovol have a mina af agad l'kibul shiat filis. Even though l'chitchila you are not mekabla one kli, the shiat to make the 7 hazois. Even though beginning you only mekabel enough for 3, then 4 and another kli, but at the end if you mix it together and now b'shas tefillah there's enough, maybe that would be enough. So Buddha just said the word v'toval, I would just think that b'shas the kohen's putting his finger into the dam, that's to be enough of a shir, but I would not know that you have to have enough b'shas kabbalah. Therefore, mitfilas mikoro, therefore, Kosar Rachmon of Torah writes, Badam, it says v'tovah badam, mashma mikora bishas the kabbalah sadam. You have to be mekabel enough in one kli. Now v'kos rachmona bedam, just the word badam. Habe minay would have thought to say afilu maspig that if bishas kabbalah there was enough of a shear in the kli, then later bishas the kohen is putting his finger into the kli to make hazor would be enough, even though there's a drop left, like. And he has to like wipe with his finger against the sides of the kli to get some blood. Maybe that's also enough. It's called Rachmona v'tova min adam. The first is v'tova. No, that b'shas you put your finger into the kli. There has to be an amount of dam there that you can make an easy tefillah and not have to wipe it off from the sides of the kli. Then we dash and it says v'tova min adam. What does the word min adam means? Shebinyan, from the dam that we're talking about. And which dam are we not talking about? So where it says lemute comes to exclude lemute mai. After you made hazor with your finger, the leftover dam on that your finger is possible to use for a second hazor. You have to wipe it off and make a new tefillah and a new hazor. So, Misalim Reb Lezer, the Yoma, Shirayim Shebetz Papsulim. After you made one hazor with your finger, the leftover dam on it is possible. You can't use it for hazor. You have to wipe it off. O Malay Rovin Baravad Lerovo, Amri Tamilcho. That your Talmud says that Omer of Amram, that Tani would learn like this. When the Kohen was mazah spritzing the dam from the chatas with his finger, and some dam came off from his finger, and it goes on a kli. So we had before in the zvachim holoch is about toin kibbutz that the kli you have to wash off. So it's like this: imagine he's a toin kibbutz before you made the hazor, then the dam that falls off and goes on a kli, you have to wash off the beged. But mishehizo, once you already finished your hazor, ain't toin kibbutz. So now, then the dam that comes off is not fit to be used for hazor anymore. Therefore, that dam, if it goes on the beged, you don't have to wash it off. So my love doesn't mean to say actually gomer hazor soy. It depends when you finish all the hazois. That's when it's not toin kibbutz. Or misha gomer hazor soy. And that means actually gomer hazor soy, misha gomer hazor soy. That before you finish it all, or else then it is toin hazois. And after you finish it all, it's not. So shema minu bishraim shabetz paksherim. That until you finished all of them, any dam that spritzes off, even the shraim, the leftover blood on your finger, mash mis koshel hazor. That's why it's toin kibbutz. Before the dam left your finger, that dam is fit for hazor. If it goes on a beged, you have to wash it off. But once the dam left your finger, then the leftover blood on your finger, that dam is not roif for zrika, it's not toin kibbutz. Alright, we'll just read to the end now. We'll start over from here on the next tape. Esri Abaya. Gomer malhazos mekanech yodah begufa shaporo. Gomer in lo gomer loy. Omalei gomer mekanech yodah lo gomer mekanech etzpa. Nishtar lo gomer mekanech yodah begufa shaporo. Yesimus arvazaporo liyenov. El lo gomer mekanech etzpa.